Welcome to Built Bricks, episode number 11, going on air or streaming to you June 6th, Saturday, 2021. And hello, it's me, Zach, but you probably know me better as Brickmania on YouTube and on TikTok and all those nice platforms. So, welcome. Today... we are talking about a lot. So, I am recording this on June 5th. This is going to be June 6th. So, it's kind of working out. My week, let's just start with that. Because, honestly, all about the Lego stuff, it's going to be a while. I'm saying that this is probably going to be a 30-minute episode. So, kudos to you, longer episodes. My week, it's been great, as I was saying last week. This week I've been doing full Kids Beach Club stuff, and today is Saturday, so I was sort of like, okay, well, I have the weekend off, let's just get this done. And my IKEA video from yesterday, that video was recorded Friday, so I actually went to IKEA that day, and it was actually after we were, like, done for that week, so, it was sort of, like, a nice thing, so once I got back home, I just created a video and edited it, so that video was a little bit better. YouTube, I think, has, like, a little problem with aspect ratios, and if the aspect ratio isn't, aspect ratio, I should say, isn't, like, if it isn't, like, the 16:9 ratio that it wants you to have, it takes longer to upload. And that's all conducted by file size. And I had to learn that, hey, if your size isn't right, well, I'm very sorry, but YouTube's not going to do it. So, I had to learn that, and there's nothing wrong. I had to actually learn this, like, a couple of things back, but also you don't want to have your videos too long or else those will go a little crazy. So it's a little bit easier, I'll tell you that. And I think there's gonna be one video uploaded this week. Two videos, including Built Bricks, because of filming. And since I don't have that much time on my hands, there's going to be less videos. And I already have next week's video and podcast episode planned out. So I already know what I'm going to do. And yeah, so enough talking about my week. Let's head right into the juicy stuff. So June 1st. It's the moment we've been waiting for. First of all, we get all the new Lego Harry Potter sets. Boom. Lego video. Boom. It's basically like, I don't know, it's basically like a holiday for Lego fans, I should say. But, I don't know, it's just really, really crazy. And I was like, June 1st, yay. Then I just go check like the Lego.com website and then I'm like, oh, hey, they're here. Let's move on with my day. So, I didn't get anything June 1st. So, yeah, but I am going to get some stuff after filming, so maybe in like a week with my family. So, we're going to head to the Lego store and we're going to just check out some stuff. So, That's going to be nice. I'm going to be able to get some stuff. This week, since it is June 1st, Lego has been revealing stuff. Revealing after revealing after revealing. First of all, we got all the new Speed Champions. And I'm not much of a Speed Champion fan, but looking at some of these sets, let's just look at... I'm just going to click a random one. Here, wow, $50. It's Mopar Dodge SRT Top Fuel Dragster and 1970 Dodge Challenger TA. And the Dodge Challenger, wait, is that it's the Mopar Jars. That's a very, very long car. And I like the purple car, though. I think that's the Dodge Challenger. Pretty nifty. $50, not a good price. I'm not a huge Speed Champions fan. I only have one Speed Champions set, and the only place where it is in the Lego City. So, and there's probably a good chance I'm not going to get Speed Champions. But, hey, if there's like a set that I really, really like, I might get it. As I was saying, World Map was revealed. I did a video on that. I was really excited because I went on Harry Potter and then I saw, hey, all these sets are here. Harry Potter and Hermione. Hogsmeade. Wizard Chess. All those great sets. Even Fawkes. And you guys know by my video on my YouTube channel how much I love Fawkes. And then I was here and I was like, wait, some of the sets that they revealed aren't coming until August 1st. Like, for example, the First Flying Lesson. I thought this was going to come out June 1st. And it's saying coming out August 1st. I'm like, well, I guess that I can see that. But I was sort of like, why don't you just release this with all the other sets? And what really surprises me is why they didn't save the Harry Potter sets until July 1st. Now, hey, no against their release date. That's Lego's decision. But if I were a Lego person who wants to distribute the sets, and I was like, when could we do this? How about July? Because July is also considered Harry Potter month. And on July 31st, or August 1st, possibly even August 1st, July 31st is Harry Potter's birthday. So I think maybe August 1st, maybe to celebrate a late Harry Potter birthday, but I don't know. It's Lego's decision. And they even revealed, this is really surprising me. They revealed the Lego Harry Potter advent calendar for Christmas. I got something to say here. Why? Okay, first of all, why at the beginning of summer are you gonna give something that happens like in more than 6 months away? Okay, yeah, I know it's coming out September 1st, but that's also way too early. You have Halloween and you have Thanksgiving in between those. I actually remember last year, I think they started revealing the advent calendars around October. So it really surprises me while they're doing this before the summer. And I was like, Now the set here, we're getting a little bit of Gringotts. Not too much though, we're getting a little bit. And what I don't like about the advent calendars is that you're not getting much. Now yes, you could get good Torzos and you could get cool characters like that Gringotts guy, but still, I guess I can see why they do advent calendars, but still, it's more like it's just a bunch of like props pretty much. It's sort of like a minifigure pack. And I mean, the design of the sets are good. It's just like you're basically getting micro scale stuff in the advent calendars. I'm not sure any kid would want to do that. So if I were a Lego Harry Potter event calendar maker, I would add more stuff to it. Not add more stuff. I mean, look at this. This is really, really, really big. But I mean, add bigger and better. And if you're going to include stuff like a Hogwarts Express sign, include a mini Hogwarts Express. Or include a Hogwarts Express. I don't know. Do something. If you're going to do a brick wall that also goes to the Hogwarts Express, include the train. Now, each Harry Potter advent calendar sort of has a theme. Last year, it was the Yule Ball. This year, it's Diagon Alley. And a little bit, it's sort of like Privet Drive a little bit, too. And right now, the minifigures are gorgeous. Look at Neville Longbottom. And you get some good torsos on these Harry Potter. As I was saying, just the micro builds. I'm like, We also got some more sets coming. Oh boy, this is gonna be a long episode. Taimahahi. Is that how you say it? Let's see. Okay, I'm gonna copy and paste this word. Let's see. Okay, copy. Let's see here. Let's see if Google can tell me how you can say this. Pronunciation. Pronounce. Okay, ready? Okay, I think you're supposed to say it. Taimahalo. I'm not sure I'm gonna say this correctly, but I think when I saw it, I think I got the L at the end of the mahal. Anyways, as I was saying in my roadmap video, this set is one of the biggest sets, and supposedly sets like this are beautiful, and sets like this are retired, and sets like this you can only find on Bricklink for what, like $700 to $1,000. And I'm like, okay, if somebody even wanted the set, why would they have to pay so much? And I didn't think that was fair. So I like how they're bringing the thing back and taking it to architecture. Also, it still has that awesome, gorgeous look, but also for a cheaper price, $120. If you want to get the bigger one, $700. Sure, fine. But $120, that's a price you cannot beat. And it's also an architecture. It comes with more than 2,000 pieces, which is good. It comes with the 18 plus packaging. I look at the 18 plus packaging and I'm like, I love the 18 plus packaging, that classic black behind it. I don't know, but I speaking of 18 plus packaging, I noticed that they're basically doing 18 plus packaging for pretty much every single theme except Harry Potter. And I'm like, Harry Potter, it's as good as Star Wars. And Star Wars has 18 plus packaging. It's as good as Marvel. It's as good as DC. So it should deserve an 18 plus set. And I don't know what it could be. It could be, I don't know, Gringotts, Diagon Alley. I don't know. I really want a Harry Potter set in 18 plus. And I think that would be cool. Because, I don't know. I can imagine a Harry Potter set in that beautiful black background 18 plus packaging, and I'm sure a bunch of people would agree with me. And yeah, I love it. Next, here we have Birds of Paradise. Paradise, I think that's it. And looking at this, okay, Birds of Paradise. This releases August 1st. Birds of Paradise, is that like a type of plant? Because right now I'm like seeing a plant. Oh yeah, it's a botanical. It's in the botanical collection. Okay, we're getting a new botanical. This one, if you have a name called Bird of Paradise, I don't see the birds. I guess those like look a little bit like butterflies there, but it sort of looks more like a plant. So I think that's just the name of it. But it's nice looking. I'm not sure it fits my style. Those green leaves that they're using, making little Technic pieces, I think that are from, like, the Lamborghini Scion. Those look, I don't know. I think they could have been done better. But it does look pretty good. $100, it's a pretty good price. And I like how they have all those, like, things tagged as dirt in the black base. That's pretty cool. And I'm not sure I'm going to get this because of, I don't know. I just don't. It doesn't really fit me, you know. And I just don't like those green pieces up there. So yeah. And let's go to the next. And there's a lot. Let's head over to Star Wars. And sorry, Bad Batch Attack Shuttle. We're not talking about you today. Even though today, this morning, I watched the Episode 6 of The Bad Batch. Incredible. Holy cow. Yee. And I think a couple days ago, I think it was Tuesday, I I was booming out episodes. I watched 3, 4, and 5. So I'm already in love with The Bad Batch. Definitely going to get that attack shuttle. Now let's move on to Darth Vader's Meditation Chamber. $70 in the 18 plus packaging. That's actually pretty cool. I love it. I like how it comes with some cool, wait, where are they? It comes with some nice stuff. The Meditation Chamber, of course. 18 plus packaging, $70. The Meditation Chamber, I don't know why they would choose the Meditation Chamber. I mean, it's like, I mean, if you can choose a Darth Vader Meditation Chamber as the next 18 plus set, you can choose a Potions Classroom from Harry Potter as the next 18 plus set. How about that, Lego? Sorry, Lego. Getting a little bit sassy here with the 18 plus stuff. So, the set is cool. I like how you can fit the minifigures in here. It's definitely a good thing to display. But if I were to go versus this and the helmets, I would rather choose the helmets. The helmets are a little bit detailed. This looks a little bit, I don't know, sort of out of place. But it still looks pretty cool. And let's see if there's anything else here. No, I'm not sure there's any. Wait, yeah, there's some Clone Wars stuff. Think there is. I know, yeah, there might be. Hold on. It's going to take a while to get through all this. Star Wars sections. Yay. Okay, I've already seen them. First Clone Wars set. The Mandalorian Starfighter. Cool. Well, I see we're having, this is from the Clone Wars. Okay, this is from the Clone Wars. But I noticed that these people are from The Mandalorian. And I specifically want to collect those people for my little Mandalorian display. I haven't started it yet because I have no Mandalorian display or I don't have any of the sets. But that's soon to change, everybody. $60. Starfighter is really, really cool. I'll tell you that. I have not started watching The Clone Wars. And after I finish The Bad Batch, that's probably something I'm going to be binging like every single day. So, looking at this, it's pretty cool. I like how you can put the people in there, and I think this is from The Mandalorian, but it's going to be great display piece, and I love it. So, yeah. Next, we have Duel on Mandalore. Okay, so, great. We're getting two cool minifigures that are usually in the more expensive sets for cheaper. Duel on Mandalore. It's a little bit... I mean, I would say that the only reason I would want to get the set is for the minifigures, but the builds are a little bit too micro scale, and I think if you're like making a Mandalore, I guess, like, I don't know, display or something, I guess that could be essential, but I don't know, like this little king thing for Darth Maldison on looks, I don't know, I could build like a bigger one of those, right? And I don't know, it seems too small. I should say small. And for $20, 147 pieces, I'm not sure this is a great one. It's sort of like the Expecto Patronum set. I bet the only reason you would want to get the Expecto Patronum set is, first of all, get that Sirius Black and to get that Patronus. But other than that, all you're getting is a river and two trees. So, it's basically the same thing with Duel and Mandalore. You would probably only get it for the minifigures. And you're going to get just a bunch of pieces stacked up on each other in a chair. So, I mean, that's sort of why I don't like it. But, we're already like, oh my, I was so correct. This is probably going to be 30 minutes. We're already on 19 minutes into the episode. Oh my, I'm doing this for no reason. Okay. Let's head over to DC, because DC's been going a little bit crazy. Okay, I haven't said much about DC, and I will say DC isn't one of my favorites, but it's definitely cool. There's two sets I wanted to talk about. Since one of them is the newest, I was like, okay, well, let's talk about the first one first. Batman Cowl, not the classic TV series, the regular. The Batman Cowl, I don't know. I like the thing, but it'd be so cool. I mean, what if we could build, what about if we used the same type of pieces, but we only add more? And I would like if we used like the cow or something, and they make it bigger to where you can take it off display and actually wear it on your head. And I was like, that could be so cool. And I think with like the helmets, especially stuff like the Batman cowl that, of course, like, I think you can actually take off and there's gaps in between. You can put it on your head. I mean, that's genius. Why not Lego do that? But the Batman cowl, I like the designs with the eyes. I'm not sure they're stickers. Yeah, those are actual Lego pieces. So that's great. Next, here we have the classic TV series Batman cowl, which is basically like the Batman cowl, only taking out the mouth and the eyes. And putting the black with the blue and I some stickers. So it's the same price. I don't really like it. It seems out of touch, you know? But hey, I guess for those people who are like fans of the classic TV series, I bet they'll want it, but I don't know. And let's see, I think that's it. Oh right. I'm forgetting like a bunch of themes here. Monkey Kid. I'm gonna go to Plage 2. Okay, first off, we have the Bone Demon. For $120, this set, it has 1,375 pieces. Good. First of all, oh my, I love that mech. It's sort of like the Fire Fang, only bigger, and sort of like a snake. And oh my, what I really like is how some of these pieces glow in the dark. So if you're like putting this on display and you're like, it's basically having your own Lego nightlight pretty much. And those are cool. And seeing some of these glow in the dark pieces, Lego, you changed everything. This is beautiful. I like those two little smaller bone demons as well as that little display there. Everything looks awesome, especially like all this cool stuff. For $120, this is a really good price. And I just have to say, it comes with some awesome stuff as well as a smaller warrior mech for Monkey Kid. Next, we have Pixie's Noodle Tank, $60. My, oh my. That's a good price for $60. I like how they're using the panda head from a series minifigure. I like this. And the noodle tank, I love. I like the sense of detail on the menu, as well as all the different supplies, and as well as it can turn into a tank. This is like turning, it looks so Chinese, and I love this Chinese. And hey, I don't know, there's something about it that looks just so epic. And I can just picture it in like, you know, a movie where show, or like as it's showing here on the box cover. I really love this. And I think this is why Monkey Kid is doing a little bit better. And they're already on wave, what, 4? Is this wave 4? Hidden Side didn't even make it to wave 3. And I would definitely choose Hidden Side over this. Sorry, Monkey Kid designers. we're already at 23 minutes, so let's try to speed this up. Ooh my. Sandy's Power Loader Mech. Nice, we're getting Sandy. I like how they're using the Hulk and then painting him. Awesome. The mech looks pretty slick. $55, that's a good price. We're getting some good characters as well as Mo the Cat. And this set is pretty cool. And yeah, that's it. I think on the Monkey Kid Wave 4, I'm guessing. Yep, that's it. I'm going to stop giving my thoughts on sets since we're already at 25 minutes because, I don't want to like spend too long on this episode and you guys just be like, make it stop. So yeah, there's some little bit more stuff I want to talk about, but I think we're going to continue the thoughts next week. So, wait. And, so yeah. LegoCon. Lego reveal LegoCon, which is basically like a, like a online Lego convention, as well as I'm excited because I'm seeing there's like designers from like Lego Harry Potter, Super Mario, all that cool stuff. But we're getting a Lego set reveal. Is this gonna be like, I don't know, like a big set? Is it gonna be the next modulaire? I mean, I don't know. This is gonna be really, really cool, and I can't wait to see what they have in stock. Hey, maybe it's a Lego Harry Potter 18 plus set. We don't know. I guess they're like, they did it pretty, you know, I think they, I thought they did, that they would do an 18 plus set because of the 20th anniversary. So, I mean, that sort of sucks. So I think that's it for this episode. Sorry guys for the very long episode, but you guys are like, thank you, Zachary. This is all I ever wanted, a longer episode. Okay. Thank you guys so much for watching and listening. I think you guys are more listening than watching. This is available on my YouTube channel if you are listening. The video recording, so you can actually see me in real time. Anyways, thank you guys for watching and listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Built Bricks, and I'll see you guys next week. So sorry for this very long episode. And there goes my microphone. So yeah, mic drop.